Kof Ches Sivan, Monday the 4th of July, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, spacing out in Brocha Achrona. That's if you're very high.
Good morning, my Rabbi. It's a pleasure again to have the opportunity to share with you a few words. I just wanted to tell you, a disclaimer just before, it's very interesting, this topic, and we're just going to brush the surface, and I hope you will take something halacha lemaisa and something pertinent to take home. Just a couple of words on Brocha Achrona, something which I personally struggle with, and I struggle very, very much with Birkas HaMazon, concentration, and Brocha Achrona, and that's often why mistakes creep on. And Brikas HaMazon, you know, we know there's machlekes where the tefillah is min haTorah or midrabanan, machlekes Rambam and Ramban. Everybody agrees that Brikas HaMazon is min haTorah, yeah. And according to many, the Mishnah Berurah brings Brocha Achrona up to haTov HaMeitiv. Yeah, correct. The first three. That's why. Chazal always refer in Shas, Birkas HaMazon is known as Me'ein Sholosh is Al Amicha, but is Sholosh Brochus. Gimel Brochus. Birkas HaMazon is always called by Chazal Gimel Brochus. Why Gimel Brochus? There's four Brochus. Hazan, Noide Lecha, Rachem, Bene Yerushalayim, and Atayv HaMeitiv, because Atayv HaMeitiv is Rabbonon. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yisai, we know that if it's a Sofik, if you benched or not, you got a suffix whether you bench or not, and you ate Kedei Svia, then you have to bench again. Do you say Atayv HaMeitiv as well? Or do you say no? Suffix Rabbanan Lekula. It's all part of benching. Since you have to be Chayzah on benching, because Suffix Doraisa the Chumrah, therefore the fourth bracha is Nitpal, gets the same status as the rest. So speaking about Bracha Achrona, just something with Chazak myself, that I just heard this week, we say in Moedim, Moedim anachnu lach, and part of the Moedim is Al shanu Moedim lach baruch kelaidos. We thank you for us thanking you. What does that mean? We thank you Al shanu Moedim lach, that we thank you. To be able to say thank you is also a privilege. It's also a matzah. Think about somebody who's given you a tremendous favor. A spouse, a parent, there's no way that you can repay them adequately for what they've given you. But you can show something small. Now this something small does not mean we're quits, yeah? It means I'm at least allowed to express somehow, although it does not reflect the amount of Akoras HaTov that I have to you, yeah? But I'm allowed to display that in a tangible way. Not only that, we know that if in a Jewish marriage, who is Mekadosh the person? It's the man that has to give the woman something in order for her to become Mekudeshes to him. But there is a way, Rabbi Yisai, that if the woman gives the man, I mean there is today, I think it's quite an awful, that the man gives the woman a ring, and the woman also gives the man a ring. But there is a way that the woman gives the man something, and she becomes the Kiddush. How's that? Rabbi Yisai, Dafa Yomi was not so long ago, Kiddushi? Bahiyanor, right. If he's a person who's Choshuv, then she gives it to him, and she says, and he says to her, that Hanor that you get from me accepting your presence, with that Hanor, you're Mekudosh to me, she is Mekudosh, because that's considered something tangible that he is giving her. So again, we see that to receive something can also give a benefit to the other person. When we're able to say thank you, that kind of relieves us of an element of pain, nama de kisufa, the reason why we're put down in this world, the Meforshim right is to earn our reward. Why? Because when we get rewarded the whole time, when we're getting an abundance of good without earning it, without any sort of work on our part, then it's the bread of shame. We're brought down into this world to be able to eliminate this bread of shame. In a way, although we're still grateful to Hashem, but being able to say thank you eliminates, in a way, to a certain extent, this pain, because we're able to reciprocate in some sort of way, of course not in measure according to what it gives us, but in some small way we're able to say thank you. And then... So,
they say the same shot in Ba'ala Koyin Hashem Elokeinu Anach Noidim Loch. You just said Noidim Loch on everything.
Right.
Asher Chav Ba'ala Senior, Asher Chav Ba'ala Senior, Asher Chav Ba'ala Senior, Asher Chav Ba'ala Senior, you thank the Kodesh Baruch for everything. And then you say Ba'ala Koyin Hashem Elokeinu Anach Noidim Loch. What are you thanking now for? Same words.
Right, to say thank you. We're saying thank you, Al Shalom Odim La. Thank you for being able to say thank you. So I was just thinking before benching, I really, really struggle. But what we can do is, rather than bench straight away, take on something small. You know what? I'm going to stop for 6 seconds. That's all. What am I doing now? What am I about to do now? I do my machrenim. That's why it helps to do my machrenim. All those small things. Yeah? Some people do it on Shabbos. But all those small things get me into the mode of what I'm doing now. If I have to go to the sink, do my machrenim. So I'm not jumping into it straight away. So, and I take... So preparation, that preparation for something gives it meaning. So if I can take just a few seconds, if I take 6 seconds, 10 seconds, what am I doing? I'm not even going to think about Birush HaMilim. What am I about to do now? I'm about to say thank you. I think that's a way forward. Yeah, just the small things. For me, it's really, really important to take on very, very small things, increments. I always get a chizuk. The answer of Shach, once what he took on, for Rosh Hashanah, he took on that from now till Chanukah, he's going to bench, from now till Chanukah, and this is Rav Shach, he's going to bench from a Siddur. He's not going to bench from a Pit. And even that, he only took on to Chanukah, I don't know what's going to be after that. He took on a bench from a Siddur. So if we can take a few seconds, just what we're doing, then we get into it, and then it's Hashem, we can develop our Kavona, we can develop Pirush HaMilim. Okay, so spacing out. So you had a kiddush. Basically, our question is the following. You had a kiddush on Shabbos morning, and you're the one who made kiddush. So you had a shear of yain, you had wine, and you had mezonos, because why do you have to have mezonos as well as wine? In kiddush ela b'mokim su'udah. And therefore, you had some cake as well. And lo and behold, you only said, okay, we're going to divide the question into a few parts. You only said ala gefen. That's question number one. You only said ala gefen instead of ala mechya and ala gefen. Rabbi Isai, if you had wine, cake, and orangeade, what bracha l'achrona do you make? Wine, cake, and orangeade, or orange juice. Sorry. No, you made kiddush. You had a reverse of yain. Cake and orange juice. Thank you, Graham. You only make alamechia and alagefen. You do not make boron nevoshes. If you make boron nevoshes, it's bracha levatala, right? If you had crisps, sorry. Correct. And just like you don't make a bracha achrona, you don't make a bracha rishon as well. Wonderful, Graham. Do you want to take the plate? Don't worry, boys. It's natural. It's natural. So correct. You only make right. And what happened if I had a herring in my ayakichlach as well? The tofel to the. It depends, right? Okay. Anyway, so he omitted. So the number one is he omitted ala michya. He only said ala gef. Right. We're going to work out from the simpler to the more complicated. The second one. Second question, Rabbi Isai, he made on both boyer and nefoshes. Okay? And then third question, he only made ala mechya and not ala gefen. He forgot to say ala gefen, right? And just to add a bit of complications, just to finish off, he remembered both. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Haolam, ala mechya ve'al kalkala ve'al gefen ve'al gefen. He remembered both at the beginning, but in the chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem, ala Arez v'ala Michya, he forgot to say ala Geffen. Does that make any difference if he mentioned it somewhere in the Bracha, but not at all the places where he's mentioned both? Okay? So those are our questions. So let's start, Rabbi Isai, he had cake and he had wine and he only made ala Geffen. Right? Or ala Geffen, right. So what does he have to do now? Right? Baruch Atah Hashem, Ala aretz ve'al pri agofen.
Finished.
Correct. Thank you. Yeah, he repeats Ala Micha. Anybody have anything, any question on that? Poshut, right? Ala Geffen, there's no way you're going to putter cake. There's no way you can be yotze with Ala Geffen on cake. Right? Sorry?
Just
so therefore, he just repeats Ala Micha. Right, he doesn't repeat Geffen, because he said thank you for the Geffen. Right, hold on, slowly. Right, Baron Efoshes. He should have said Ala Micha and what is the halacha if a person has wine, or he has one of the shivas aminim, or he has cake, and instead of making a birkas achas me'ein sholosh, he makes Baron Efoshes. Is he yotze? He's not yotze, right? If you make a weaker brocha than what you're meant to, you're not yotze. Yeah, even though, interesting enough, think about it, Baron Efoshes, there's no lies about Baron Efoshes rabbis. You have created v'chesroina akum ha-shebarasa. You have created many souls, to give them a living soul, Baruch HaOlamim. Yeah, there's no lie in Borei Nefoshes. Therefore, if you make Shehakol on anything, including bread and wine, you're Yoitze. If you make Borei Nefoshes on food, on bread, on cake, on any Shiva Saminim, you had a bit of pomegranate, you make Borei Nefoshes, you're not Yoitze. Why is that? Moiri Rebbe Shlita, Rabbi Falk, Rabbi Leo Falk explains that the Yesaidus Dika Chiluk between Brocha Rishoina and Brocha Achroina. Brocha Rishoina is not a thank you. Brocha Rishoina is an acknowledgement. I acknowledge that this comes from you. Brocha Achroina is a thank you. Therefore, if you make a Brocha Achroina, you cannot say, if the king gives you £10,000 and you say, thank you, your majesty, for the £50. Present, that's a busha. That's a design to the king. He just gave you £10,000. You said thank you for £50. Yeah? Same vice versa. If you make ala michya on a normal fruit, on an apple, yeah? Or you make a brocha which is too great, you bench on regular foods, you bench on, meat and potatoes, and you bench brikas amos and your mamish fill up, yeah? Then you are not yotze. Why? Because the king has given you £50 and you say thank you for £10,000. What is that? That's a design. You're saying the £50 is not really worth anything because I'm saying thank you for £10,000. That is why you're not yotze with Baron Nefoshes on one of the Shiva Samin, right? So not only cake, not only bread, but even Shiva Saminim, you think, well, I mean, you know, pomegranate or figs, they're not so kosher. You're not yoitze if you say Baron Nefoshes. Okay, next. So now, let me just, because we've got a lot to cover.
Do you have to say Baruch Hashem then?
Yeah, correct. So, yeah, if you made Baron Nefoshes on bread or anything which you're not yoitze, then since you're not yoitze, it's a bracha lebatala, you've got to say Baruch Hashem kevod machusay lo'elam v'ed, and then continue with the correct bracha. Thank you. Thank you. Right, okay, Rabbi Say, Ala Michya, and you said Ala Michya, but you omitted Al HaGefen. What does the Olam say here? You omitted Al HaGefen. You don't normally make Kiddush, they were mechabed you this week to make Kiddush, and you forgot to say Al HaGefen. So, as one of the British Prime Ministers says, we're going to go back to basics. What happened if I only had wine, and I made Al HaMichya? I'm used to saying Ala Michya, so I opened up the Siddur, and I said Ala Michya on wine. Am I yoitze or not? Does anybody? What have I got? I've got two opinions that yes. You say you're not yoitze Ala Michya. Okay, so here we have a fascinating halacha. Reish ches. See if you gimel, Rabbi Yisai. Look at. Number two on the first page. So the Mechaber says the following: Shosayayin, if a person drank wine, Birkas Sholosh Poitrosoy. What's Birkas Sholosh? Birkas Sholosh, not Me'ein Sholosh. Birkas Sholosh is benching. Thank you. Yeah, Shein Birich Alayayin, Birkas Amozen, Bimkoim Alagefen. He should have said Alagefen or Priagofen. What did he do? He benched, yeah? Yotzo, he's yotze. V'hu adin, in birich al atzmorim, if he had dates, yeah? Birkas Hamazon b'mkoyim al ha'etz. He should have said al ha'etz al pri ha'etz. And instead of that he benched. Yeah, yotza. Yeah. Now he's yotza. This comes from the Gemara. This is based on the Gemara in Brochus Yud Beis that he benched. He said Birkas Hamazon, the whole thing. He benched. Yeah. Mechaber says wine and tamarim, he is yotza b'diavad. Why? Now, Rabbi Yisrael, if I benched, we said, on apples, and I said, Birkas Hamazon, am I yotze? No. And yet, if I benched on dates, I am yotze. Why is that? Yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah brings, again from the Gemara, V'atam, on the fifth line down, Mishum diyayin v'tmarim meizan zayni v'soyed alein. In order to bench, it's got to have, not only give you sustenance, but it's got to have an element of soyeid es alein. Soed miloshen seuda esalei. It gives you an inner satisfaction. Wine and dates have that capacity to fulfill, to be soed esalei, and in that way they are like bread, and that is why b'diavad yotze. In fact, the Gemara goes so far and say, so why don't we actually bench on these things? Why don't we actually bench properly on wine? The Gemara says, because you don't normally make a meal out of wine. Yeah? That is why you don't do Birkas Hamazon. But the Eved, since it has that element of Seyed HaSaleh, you are Yotze. Now here we have wine and dates, right? But any other of the Shiva Saminim, if you benched, you're not Yotze. Why? Because I don't have Seyed HaSaleh. So if I benched on figs, not yotze. If I bench on pomegranates, not yotze. If I bench on olives, not yotze. If I bench on grapes,
biscuits.
Oh, I'm coming to that, Rabbi Yitzchok. If I bench on grapes, not on wine, Rabbi Yisai?
No.
Rabbi Yisai, are we awake?
Yeah.
And not yotze. Interesting. Wine, you are yotze. Grapes, you're not yotze. Why? Because only wine has got the soyed HaSaleh. So somebody asked me, what is the difference between... I didn't have an adequate answer, perhaps you can help me with... What's the difference between... Okay, wine we can understand. What about grape juice? What's the difference between grapes and grape juice? How can it be that grape juice, yeah, is soyed HaSaleh and grapes not? So I said to him, I don't know how exactly it was, but you see the bracha is different. You see that grape juice has got more of a chashivus than grapes. It's got a special bracha. No, but perhaps you could say that wine, because of the alcoholic element, Shavoy, that's why it's soyed HaSaleh. So anyway, that's the halacha. Sorry? No, the alcohol inside the it depends what the alcohol is made from. But yeah. So Rabbi Yisai, so we yoytze on those things, right? Now we were asked, what about biscuits? Yeah, what about now? Here the mechaber holds very interesting shita, but we don't pass on that mechaber. The Chaver holds that if you eat porridge or Weetabix or bran flakes, anything like that, and you bench, you're not yotze. Why? Because that's not called bread, and therefore you're not yotze if you bench on those. Right? They're not bread at all. Right? That guy didn't say biscuits because biscuits are bread. Cake is bread. A porridge is not bread bichlal. Right? And donuts is not bread because it's fried. It's not baked. Mechaber holds you're not yotze. The Achronim says, I don't understand. How can it be? How can it be that mezoinus? You're telling me dates and wine are soyed HaSaleh, but not mezoinus? That can't be. Therefore, we paskin not like the Shulchan Aruch, right? We paskin any mezoinus. If you had the shear, of course, any mezoinus. If you benched v'di'eved, you are yotze, yeah? All the more so biscuits. Why do I say all the more so biscuits, Rabbi Yisai? Why do I say kal v'chomer? If porridge are yotze, kal v'chomer biscuits? Because biscuits is really bread. Biscuits is really bread. It's just a bread which you snack on, yeah? If you have a large amount of biscuits, then you have to bench. Why? Because it's bread. If you have a large amount of Weetabix, or if you have a large amount of bran flakes, or a huge amount of donuts, you never bench, because that's not bread, bichlal. Right? So if you're yoytze on tavshil of mezoinus, or the more so, you're certainly yoytze with pasta babakisni, right? With cake, if you bench. Now here comes the Shulchan Aruch, says a fantastic chiddush, comes from the Rosh, that even if you don't do the whole of benching, even if you do just Birkas Hazan, you're yoytze. Even just Birkas Hazon. Now, many people ask, and this is very troubling, you need a few components to make up Bracha Achronah. You need Bris V'Torah, you need Malchus Beis David. What's happened to all of that? If you miss out Malchus Beis David in Alamechia, Pashtus, you're not Yoitza, Chazanish says this Mefurish. And nevertheless, if in Alamechia, you, instead of saying Alamechia, you bench and you only say Birkas Hazon, you're Yoitza. Well, you've missed. It's Birkas. First of all, you've missed Me'ein Sholesh. You've only done the first bracha, and you meant to say three brachas. It's just you condense it into one bracha. So what happened to the Me'ein Sholesh, which is really Me'ein Arba? You've got Kiyat Atoy. And second of all, there's certain components that you've missed. But that is the halacha. I'm just leaving you with a question. You are Yoitze. That means if you remember just after Baruch Atah Hashem Hazon Es Hakol, and you realized you just benched. You did Birkas Hamazon over your wine, or dates, or Weetabix, or Tavshil, any Mazonis, you are Yoitze. Now, I'm just wondering now, maybe here's where Pasav Avikisin, your biscuit, maybe that would be more Chomor, because you're definitely not Yoitze. If you eat bread, and you say only Hazon Es Hakol, yeah, you're definitely not Yoitze. There's no question about it. Yeah? You're not Yoitze. So maybe if Pasav Avikisin, and his cake, or biscuits, or crackers, is really bread, yeah? It's just a bread which you snack on. Maybe we're not going to let you get away with just Birkas Hazon. That needs to be us. You need to ask your, I don't know. I'm not sure about this question. We'll leave it. So therefore, right now, Rabbi Isai, with that bearing in mind, so we've learned that there are two things unique, or three things, any mezonos, wine, and what's the third example? And tomorrow, dates, if you bench on them, you yoite. Why? Because on these, they are sayed the salev as well. So, Rabbi Yisrael, what is the halacha if you said al hamichya on wine? Come on, Rabbi Yisrael, using this, if you bench azan es hakol on wine, you yoite. So, al hamichya?
Should be
yoite. Right? And that's the ber hetev. B'shem, on that Se'if, Reish Ches Yud Zayin, the Ber Hated, right? Can I bring it down here? It's in the Levush, and it's in the Ber Hated, on that Se'if. V'hu adin, Birkas Amen Lichya, Poiteres Yain V'tmorim, Lechem Rav, Ateres Zakenim. Hu adin, says the Ber Hated. Interesting, Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this in. Maybe because it's poshul, but if you make al hamichya on wine, you are yoitze. Okay, I bring it right at the end of that of the second Hebrew paragraph on the first page. Right. So if you had only wine and you then made al hamichya, you're yoitze. Okay, Rabbi Sen. So now we're ready for the crunch. So you had cake and wine. Yeah, crunch. Yeah, you had cake and wine. And you only made ala michya, right? So if you only made ala gefen, no question about it, you definitely have to say ala michya, right? Now the other way around, what do you say?
Yoitze.
You think you're yoitze?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right, but we have an opinion here, not yoitze. Okay, so this is debatable, this is a big machlekes, and let's see what we can come out with. Okay, we know if I have a melon, if I have an apple and I make boir priha doma on the apple, am I yoitze?
Yes.
Why? It's my bread. Because the tree comes from the ground. Therefore, it's correct, bracha. Therefore, if I'm yoitze with shehakon, I'm definitely yoitze with boir priha doma on a fruit. I had a melon and an apple in front of me on the table. And I prefer melon, or I'm having a fruit cocktail, and we're going to keep it simple, it's 50-50, so there's no shiloh of ikar v'tofel. So it's mamish, you've got equal amount of strawberries and melon together with apples and oranges. So you make two separate brachas. But the melon is on top. The melon is on top, so you start with adama, right? Are you yoitze on the apple? Say, listen, if I make boy prayer, Adam on the apple, I'm yotze. Am I yotze on the apple?
No.
Correct. Thank you, Mr. Steinman. Only if you're mechavim, which you shouldn't be, which you shouldn't do. If you had kavana to be mitzi the apple, then you're yotze. Yeah? But if not, you're not yotze. And you should not have kavana, right? Because each food item deserves its own specific bracha. Therefore, if for some reason you are starting with a boy prayer adama before the boy prayer, and there can be occasions when you can do that, anybody who knows the halachas of kedima brachas, there are occasions where the adama, for instance, if, in our case, if the adama is more available to you, or for whatever reason you want to start with the adama first, you can start with adama first. I'm not ready for the eitz yet. So you make boy prayer adama, and you should not have kavana to pata the eitz, and then you go and make a boy prayer eitz.
But the eitz is also a good one, right?
So what's the answer to that, Rabbi Yisai? The eitz also yotze, but only if you had mefurisha kavana. So if I'm taking an apple and I'm making Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Boyer Pri Adam on the apple, so what's my bracha got to be chalon? Nothing. It's going on the apple, you yotze. Similarly, if I'm making a bracha on something else, on the melon, and I'm having explicit intention to pater my apple, yotze. But if you didn't have explicit intention, yeah, then you are not yotze, right? Why? Because we're not going to let you get away with saying a b'di'eved dika bracha on an item. And since here you've got, when you're making your berei adama, you've got it's chal on the melon, right? We're not talking about bracha levatola here. It's going to be chal on the melon. So we say, excuse me, can you please make another bracha on your apple? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, with this in mind, what, going back to our Shaila, Charles, because we've only got 3 minutes. Sorry. So what do you say, Charles, about this Shaila? Now, using that in Bracha Rishana, what would you say here? He has definitely meant to say ala micha and ala gefen. He should have definitely mentioned both.
Do you have to have intention? Does it include afterwards or does it include beforehand? In other words, if you don't intend the yayin to, the bracha on ala micha on the yayin to include cake, can you exclude it or have you automatically said
right. So that's what we're asking. So, using... Right. So, okay. So now you're making a bracha achrayna. What should you have done? You should have said ala michya and ala gofim. No question about it, right? Even though you're yoytze. So if you had mefurisha kavona, I didn't remember that there's... Some people don't even know there's ala gofim. The only use of the bracha of ala michya and ala kakorah. So he didn't know about ala gefen b'chla, and he had explicit kavana. When he said ala michya, I want to patter everything which I can patter with this bracha. Will it be yotze on the wine?
No.
Correct. Now, here he didn't have kavana, he forgot. Right, he forgot. He was spacing out during bracha achrona. That's why he didn't say again. Is he yotze? Rafi, what did he say? What do you think? Chayr or not? No, it's like bracha rishona. It's like bracha rishona. Just like bracha rishona, if I had explicit kavana with adama on the apple, I would be moitzi. But if not, I'm not yotze. Why? Because it's b'di'eved dika bracha. Here it's as well. It's b'di'eved to make ala michya. Chazal didn't allow you lechatzila to go and make ala michya on wine. So you're not yotze. This is how many poiskim take on, right? The Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Har Tzvi, the Tzvi Pesach Frank. Among others. And there seems to be a mefurish raya to this, but we'll have to finish this. And the two rayas is the following. The Shulchan Aruch, if you Rabbi Yisai, what is the halacha, is if you, and Gate said now, Motzei Shabbos was 11:20, so you make Avdolah straight away, and have the energy or the koyach or the stamina to have melav malka, so you have it. So you're eating your meal straight after Havdalah. Right? So you make Havdalah, and then you straight away leading up to melav malka. And in the melav malka, you have a bit of wine. Right? So you had wine for the Havdalah, and you had a bit of wine in your melav malka. Do you have to make ala gefen la pri agofen for that which you drank for Havdalah? You don't have to. Why? Because since that boyer pri agofen of Avdolah is being used for the wine which you're consuming during Melav Malka, you don't have to make.
Like,
but
Same as Kiddush.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to see how it's different to Kiddush. But, Rabbi Yisai, what happens if I only had wine in Avdolah and I didn't have any wine in the meal? Right? I just straight away, what I should have done is, I'll get from that prayer often, right? And instead of that, I forgot, I just want to get to bed already, and I straight away went to wash. I said, I'm already in my meal, so I'm going to bench. Is he yoitze on the wine of Abdullah. Because that's so, Rafi said, that's exactly what we do in Kiddush.
Same
Kiddush. What do we do in Kiddush? We have wine. Most of us don't continue drinking during the meal. And nevertheless, the benching on the meal passes the wine. The answer is, says Shulchan Aruch, you're not Yotze. Why? Because Kiddush is a very different to Abdullah. Kiddush and Kiddush Allah B'mokim Suda. The meal begins with the wine. It's connected to the wine. Abdullah's got nothing to do with your Malava Malka. There's nothing connecting it. Your meal started with washing your hands. Your meal started with washing your hands. The wine which preceded that has got nothing to do with it. And says the Shulchan Aruch in Hichas Abdullah, if you bench, you've got to make another Ala Gefret. Now this is a raya to Rav Shlomo Zalman and the others. Because, Rabbi said, what happens if you bench with the Eved on wine? Yeah? You're Yotze, we just said, right? So this guy, Enochanami, you should have said Ala Gefret, but he benched. But the Eved should be Yotze. Why does Shulchan Aruch tell me he's not Yotze? The answer is, because he didn't have explicit kavanah. We're not going to let you, even in Bracha Achrayna, be Yotze with the Bracha, which is with the Eved. And that is the final halacha, Rabbi said, that if you miss Ala Geffen, then you need to repeat Ala Geffen by itself. We didn't, unfortunately, we didn't manage to deal with what happens if you mention it in just one part. Perhaps another time.
Shabbos morning.
There you go.